I read the article from the meeting the other day, and do you still feel like things are improving? And I know we're not really into the winter spike yet, but how do you feel about the way things are going as of right now?
Well, I'm really encouraged. I've been worried about looking at the winter spike from last year. Obviously there's big differences between this year and last year. The number one being that the vaccination was not available last year, and it is this time, this year, and which is a great thing. But at the same time, I'm concerned that the vaccination rate in Garland County is just 47% as to whether that's going to be sufficient. But at this point, comparing to last year, we were in just starting our winter spike this week last year, and our numbers, active cases in Garland County now have actually gone down below 100. So that's still, we're in a downward trend, which is great. And hopefully we won't skip the winter spike like we had last year. So I'm really encouraged by what we're seeing right now. I do think that the next week or two will give us a lot more information to kind of either show some signs of a winter spike or show signs that we're not going to have a winter spike. I think that looking at last year, the Halloween weekend, it was after that that we started seeing our bigger spikes in November. So we'll get some information, I really think, over the next 7 to 10 days. And then if we continue on with the trend that we have now, I'm going to be very happy, very encouraged by it.
I noticed that the deaths have still kind of rose a little bit, I think by 4, it said.
One of the things, and I think I mentioned it in my report, is that it definitely shows how deadly a virus this is, because looking back at a year ago, this week we had 63 deaths. So we've had over 300 people die in the last 365 days from this virus. The people that would most likely not have died if it hadn't been for COVID. So it's definitely a reminder of how serious this infection has been. And if we don't, again, if we don't get people vaccinated, I'm afraid that those deaths will continue. But hopefully we're in a good place, and we'll see a drop off in the number of deaths. The deaths are, sometimes can be a late recorded death. Sometimes it takes a month for a death to show up in the statistics, because they have to do kind of investigation to make sure that the death was in fact caused by COVID.
What about, I know you mentioned this some in the report, but as far as the booster shots, is that taking off pretty good, and people still taking advantage of that?
To my knowledge, understanding, there are, and since the booster shots were opened up to more people about 6 weeks or so ago, a number of the shots that have been given in Garland County have been booster shots, though I think we're also seeing more people get their initial vaccinations. I know the governor mentioned in his press conference, I think about a week or so ago, that some of the increased number of people getting vaccination is because of their jobs are requiring it. Tyson was one of the first big companies in Arkansas to make vaccinations required, and then some of the hospital systems have also been making vaccinations required. So I think that's one of the things that have kind of boosted people to get them to get vaccinated has been some of those requirements. So vaccinations are still the key to this, but like I say, I'm really, really, really encouraged by where our numbers are currently.
Do you have any insight, Dr. Shelby, as far as I know there's been a lot of talk about the vaccine, coming available for children, and do you have any idea when that might actually take effect?
I think that the last I heard, it would probably be in 2 or 3 weeks. I think the CDC has approved it, or the vaccination committee has recommended opening it up. And I think the next step is the FDA panel that studies this will have to, you know, review all the documents about the vaccine before they kind of sign off on it. But everything I hear, it'll probably be within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
You know, of course, Lakeside Monday night and Lake Hamilton, they're going to start it on Monday with making masks optional. How encouraged are you by the test to stay program?
Well, you know, my recommendation had been to the school districts was to kind of continue the mask at least until the first or second week in November. Just because I felt that we would have a lot more information concerning what the possibility of another winter spike. But with our numbers continuing to drop, I feel better about that. I think the masks are obviously something that has been a great tool and may need to use it again. I noticed in I think the Lakeside report that they're going to be watching their numbers real closely, and that they will reinstate the mask mandate should they start seeing an upward trend in their cases. So and I think that I read your article, which I thought was very good about that mm-hmm. meeting, and I think they raised some important points about the educational process. I'm certainly not an expert or even knowledgeable at all about what goes on in elementary and high school these days. So I respect their perspective and I know that they've been in a difficult situation, and I guess my hope is that we'll continue to have a downward trend, and that removing the mask mandate will not have to be reinstituted, won't be necessary to reinstitute it. I know that at Lakeside that they've had a real strong push to get their staff, students, and parents vaccinated to the greatest extent possible, and I'm sure that they'll continue to encourage that, and then when they expand it to the younger kids, that they'll make sure that the vaccine is going to be available to those, because I've been to a couple of Lakeside school board meetings, and I think their board is really their board and their superintendent has really taken this very seriously about the importance of vaccines and also the importance of preventing the spread. So I think that they're really looking at it in detail, and I'm sure that if they have to go back to a mask mandate, they will. But I know I'm hoping, and I know that they are hoping that's not going to be necessary.